chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina.
Well, all right. Good morning to you, everyone. It is March 16th, 2016, and it is 11 a.m., and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. It's 70 degrees today here in D.C. A high of 55 will be in Detroit, and there is a high of 79 in Richmond, Virginia today. Woo, woo, spring is here. I am so excited. Most of you that know me and follow me on social media know that my son was down with the flu. I am so excited to inform everyone that he is doing absolutely superb. I'm so excited. He recovered very quickly. And so it's a very exciting day for me as a mom because I saw him when he was down and out, and it was quite scary and sad for me as a mom. He's never had the flu before, so I'm just so thankful that God covered him and gave him a quick recovery. And not to mention, the prayers of the righteous avail much. All of the prayer warriors, I'm telling you, you prayed us through, you prayed him through, and I'm so excited. And this should be an encouragement to you that God is hearing your prayers, every last one of you. I got inboxes and texts and phone calls, and it was just such an amazing outpour, and I just know that if anything ever goes down, you guys have my back. I'm so blessed. Me and Emmanuel are so blessed to have you all on the same team, and I'm just so thankful that iron sharpens iron, and that's exactly what Dr. Gina's ministry stands for, is encouraging one another, supporting one another, and uplifting each other, and just sharpening each other's iron. Whenever one is weak, the other one is strong, and vice versa. And so I have much love for each and every one of you. I wish I could name you all. I have your faces in my head, my mind. I have your names right at the tip of my tongue. I would be here for the whole show because it was that many of you. But I love you all so much, and thank you so much. I wanted to give you some updates. I'm super, super duper excited that I am joining with the Spirit 1340 AM radio station, WYCB, here in Washington, D.C. I will be live every third Friday of the month. And I have some dates for you if you care to write them down, or if you missed the show and you're listening to the archive and you have time to write them down, you have these dates to look forward to. Me, Dr. Gina, our Prince, that will be giving you a word that you will be encouraged by and that will strengthen you in a time of need. I will be joining a word you can trust with Bishop Bobby Long. Woo! Bishop Bobby Long. He is the founder of Baptized Believers Church. He's actually one of my church family members, and I am so excited to be joining with him the third Friday of every month. And I'm going to be starting this Friday, actually, March the 18th. Then the next date in April is April 15th. May is May the 20th. In June, it is June the 17th. July 15th. August 19th, September 16th, October the 21st, November 18th, and December 16th. We will be finishing off 2016 on December 16th. I think that is so amazing. The show starts at 10:30 a.m. and we are an hour-long show. And even on those dates that I am not available on the show, all the other Fridays and Sunday, Bishop Long will be doing his show by himself with his crew. And it will be a show that you cannot miss. I'm so excited for him. They've extended his day, which was, it was every Friday from 10:30 to 11. Then God blessed him with extension of an extra 30 minutes. So now the show is from 10:30 to 11:30 on Fridays. And then on Sunday, he was blessed with an additional time, which is at 3 p.m. on A Word You Can Trust with Bishop Bobby Long on Spirit 1340 AM WYCB. I'm so excited. God is blessing. He is moving. And just, it's such a blessing to be a part of that. And again, I'm on every third Friday of the month at 10:30 AM to 11:30 AM on Fridays. Thank you so much. And also, I wanted to mentioned that I will be speaking at Baptized Believers Church for Palm Sunday service with Pastor Isaiah Long. The address is 284 7th Street, and it is in Northeast Washington, D.C. And so I'm looking forward to you. If you are able to join us at the service at 11 a.m., it will be such a blessing for you to be there. Again, I will be speaking on Palm Sunday. And it is, I'm sorry, the address is 2801. I'm reading my handwriting. 2801 7th Street Northeast, 11 a.m. service. The pastor, residing pastor, is Pastor Isaiah Long, and I will be speaking there for Palm Sunday service. If you are in the area, please join and fellowship with us. We are so blessed to have you and so excited, which brings me to announcing that Pastor Isaiah Long, my pastor, as well as Bishop Long's pastor, will be joining Dr. Gina's radio chat. He will be doing a 5-minute inspirational segment on the show every first Wednesday, a show Wednesday of the month, and I will be announcing those dates, so you have him to look forward to, as well as Pamela Lou Hing. We got some additional people joining the show, as well as A-Train, a comedian. He'll be dropping us some funny every show. 2 to 3 minutes he'll be joining us, and he will be making us laugh. So we are expanding here. We got Pastor Isaiah Long coming on, doing a 5-minute segment of inspiration. We have a power pack 5-minute segment with Pamela Lou Hing, which would be on the show today. You cannot miss that. You have to stay on to listen to her. She'll be on joining us around 11:30, and she'll be giving you 5 minutes to success. And I know that you do not want to miss this. I encourage you to be motivated for this season being your season. Know that God has the very best for you. And guess what? He's equipping you on Dr. Gina's radio chat. You're going to get some laughter, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. You're going to get some inspirational messages concerning your family, relationships, finances, whatever the Lord is leading. Pastor Isaiah, you got that. You got me motivating and encouraging you, and just using the platform as a motivational God fearing base, come on somebody, a platform that'll motivate you, because every guest on the show has had some encounter with God and is inspired by what God has done for them in their life, and want to inspire you as well with that. So with that being said about the show, I have some more dates coming up. Some of you that's been following me on social media, my Facebook social media and my Instagram and all of the other social medias, know about Excel. We have announced this in the fall, but the time is drawing even closer, where we are actually doing a trailer for Excel with Gina R. Prince. And I am so excited to be co-producing this show. And Adrian Williamson is the producer of the show. And you all may have known him from when he was on the show, and we talked about his play, My Grandmother Prayed for Me. He's actually the playwright of My Grandmother Prayed for Me, and he's done so many other things, co-produced, co-written. He's just phenomenal, and I'm so excited and blessed that God brought us together for such an event and such a monumental, life-changing experience. God is really doing some wonderful things. TV, y'all, from radio to TV, God is amazing. So I want you to look out for that. prayer warriors. Keep that prayed up. Also, on May 8th, Mother's Day, I will be doing the greeting for almost 6,000 mothers. I'm so excited. Well, I'm going to be in BWI, Baltimore, at the Royal Farms Arena. We're going to be celebrating Mother's Day. Guest performers will be Marvin Sapp, Stephanie Mills, Tasha Cobbs, Travis Green, and Erica Campbell. All right, all right, all right. You all know me. I will be giving away tickets for on both Dr. Gina's radio chat and Spirit 1340 AM WYCB. So you got to be listening in for that, tuning in for that. That's something that you definitely don't want to miss. I'm so excited to be able to be on the same platform with these artists that I have listen to throughout my journey 12, 13 years ago. Erica Campbell, Marvin Sapp. I'm so excited to be on the stage with them, and this is such a blessing. So I'm very thankful for the team that have worked so diligently, and just most importantly for God anointing our hands to prosper, for all of these doors to be open. It is such a blessing, and I'm so thankful. I want to encourage you, He will do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ever ask or think. In Matthew 6, 33, the Bible says that if we seek him first and his righteousness, all things will be added on to us. And that in if we don't lean onto our own understanding, he will direct our path. I love these three scriptures, and they really work well together, because it gives you instructions along with a promise. If you lean not onto your own understanding, he's promising that he will direct your path. The steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. That's a guarantee. When he says to seek him first, that means that you understand in the book of Proverbs that you are not in 3:5, that you do not lean onto your own understanding, but you are acknowledging him so he can direct your path. When the Matthew 6:33 says to seek him first, that's what you're choosing to do instead of leaning onto your own understanding. You're choosing to seek him first and his righteousness, meaning that you will be in right standing in obedience to him, meaning that whatever he's asking you to do, you will be obedient to him and you will be in right standing. You are righteous in his sight. He will add all things onto you. I mean, I don't know about you, but him ordering my steps and him, you know, adding all things unto me is a promise that I need every single day. I can live off of that meat every single day. And then last but not least, that he will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think. He will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think. That means that if I don't lean onto my own understanding, or if I did choose to lean onto my own understanding in Proverbs 3:5, then I'm going to limit everything that God has in store for me and my family. But if I realize that he will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think, then I'm going to choose to not lean on my own understanding. So again, lean not onto your own understanding and acknowledge, and he will order your steps. He will direct your path. And then in Matthew 6:33, it says to look to him and his righteousness, seek him first, and all things will be added unto you. And also in the book of Ephesians, it says too that he will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ask or think. I think that these are words that you can live by. These are survival tools for you. If you are ever tempted to try to figure it out or try to fix it, if you're ever tempted to try to put it together, if you're ever trying to manipulate a situation, I would go right to these scriptures, and I would definitely rely on these, and I would feed on these, and I would eat on these, because you are definitely going to survive any situation. When you put something together, you have to sustain it. When God puts it together, He sustains it. So I definitely want you to be encouraged to know that God has your back totally. There's nothing that He will withhold from you. There's nothing that He will keep from you. He will definitely bless you and do more than enough. I mean, this is for people that are dealing with, I just feel like people are really dealing with trying to get instructions. I believe that God is showing me that some people have actually gotten a promise for God, and you're becoming very anxious. You're very anxious. You want to see it done. The weather is changing. You're tired of the struggle. You're tired of, you know, the wait. And God is saying, hold on. Don't try to put anything together. He is going to do it. He is going to do it. He's going to do it for you. And you just have to just be patient with Him and allow Him to do it for you, because He's going to do it better than we could ever do it. I wouldn't have never thought in a million years that He would have put me in this position. And it's just been such a blessing, not only for me, but for those that are actually, I'm a true testimony of how really seeking God and really being diligent. And it doesn't matter about any mistakes. You know, we all fall short. A righteous man falls 7 times, but guess what? They get back up. God is so faithful with His grace through the blood of Jesus that He will continue to wash you as you continue to come to Him in repentance. But remain in your position of obedience. Remain in your place of, you know, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to turn my back on God. Remain in that place that God is faithful to you if you are faithful to Him. Think about David. Think about Abraham. He was the father of faith, but yet he lied to the king about his wife being his sister. I mean, fear got the best of him. You know, think about Elijah. You know, he wanted to die and give up, even though he had the great anointing to set it off on Jezebel. And the moment that he threatened her, he went and wanted to die. But he got him back up, and he was able to pass on the mantle and still fulfill his divine purpose. It's so many of them. Even Paul says in the book of Romans, he said, I do the things that I don't want to do, and the things I want to do, I don't do. Who's going to deliver me? You have to come into the place where you can't even take ownership of your mistakes. A lot of times these are generational curses that have been passed down, and some of you have heard me say that before, and a lot of these are bad decisions that you continue to make that you have to mature from, but you have to be diligent in seeking God. Remember, if you seek Him first, all things will be added onto you. And that's including, and that is including wisdom, that is including maturity, that is including healing of the soul, that is including cleansing, that is including deliverance. All of these things, the joy of the Lord, the anointing to destroy yokes, all of these things are included. It's not just about things. It's about you within yourself and the struggles that you go through within yourself. I think about Jacob. You know, he wouldn't let go of the angel until he was blessed. He was struggling with some things. Even though he had all the wealth and everything, there was some inner turmoil that he was dealing with. Some of us are dealing with loneliness. Some of us are still feeling abandoned. Some of us are afraid of abandonment, so we don't get it. You know, close to anyone. They're still dealing with mistrust, insecurities, and things like that that people mask behind material things or a job or, you know, school education or so many different things. And you know, God has really given me the discernment to see right through those things, because there are some of the struggles that I've had to deal with and God has delivered me from and continues to do a work for me. So I want to encourage you that whatever you're going through, hold on to Him. He will not neglect you. His word will return to Him non-void. It's already written. The promises and plans have already been written by God. He is not a father that He should lie. So be encouraged and just continue to move forward. And God has got you all the way. All right. I just wanted to give you a word of encouragement today. Be blessed on that one. Eat on that.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Kiki Wyatt, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Make sure y'all check out my new single, Sexy Song. Okay, thanks.
Well, Adrian, thank you for dropping in. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm so excited that you are dropping in. What a pleasant surprise. Tell us, I mean, what's the surprise? What do you have going on? What's going on new with you?
What's going on new with me is the talk show that we're working on, Excel with Gina Prince.
Gina R. Prince.
We are excited about that. You know, doing a lot of pre-production, you know, lining up her guests, and I'm talking to you like you're the third party.
He's super excited because he forgot I was here. Okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And so we're just excited about that. A lot of great segments. It's going to be an awesome show because we're going to touch on some subjects that, you know, I know a lot of people, you know, think about and want to talk about, but a lot of TV shows don't touch it, especially with a Christian type of view on it. And so I'm just excited. You know, I can't wait to, you know, get going.
I can't wait either. I was just telling the listeners, just giving them words of encouragement of how God has really done so many amazing things in my life. But through him blessing me, the ones that he's connected me to are actually being blessed as well. And that's what I love when that scripture says that he fills up my cup and it runneth over. That means that it's a great blessing for everyone, not just those that are connected, but even through your connection, your family is blessed and others around you are blessed, but just the people that'll be watching the show, listening to the radio shows, and reading the books. I mean, they are being blessed, and God is really doing a major work. It's just amazing to see. And I have to say this, Adrian is so awesome because, you know, I know I've mentioned this to you guys listening and on Facebook and things like that. I love to be around people that know more than I do. And Adrian is so gifted in writing. Like I said, you know, he's done My Grandmother Prayed for Me. He's co-written a lot of other things. And he's just, his hands is always in something creative. And he has really been a blessing to many and with his gift. And so just the fact that he's on this, I wanted to take advantage of him, not in a negative way, but just the fact that he has that gift, and it would be foolish of me to hinder him from freely moving forth. So we had a conversation, and he's so sweet and humble, and this is what I love. This is how iron sharpens iron. It's a lesson here, is that, you know, he's so humble with his gift and how just blessed he's been and enriched and prosperous in it, that, you know, he wanted to give me the opportunity to have a lot of say in it and a lot of, you know, creative input and things like that, which I did, and, you know, to some degree. But he's so humble to allow me that. I had to tell him, I said, look, I don't know all this stuff. I mean, I know what I want the show to look like. I know what God is telling me. It's based on my life. It's based on the book. It's based on the radio show. And more importantly, he's the foundation of it all. And that's really all I could give him. I couldn't give him segment names. I couldn't give him, you know, all this stuff that he was asking me to write. And so finally, I said, listen, you have to do this. You got it, man. So he's the producer. I'm co-producer. But, it, you know, any piece of it is an honor for me because, like I say, it's not my project. It is God's project. This is his thing. So I'm just happy that you're able to be a part of it. And so many other people. We got Delisa. She was my photographer on this. We got Shay Hill, who's acting as my hair, and all. Just we got so many people. Kayla, everybody's in it, and got their hands in it. Janet Lugo, Joe Meacham, so many people have contributed to this point. So yes, Adrian, I'm excited with you. I'm sorry, I just took over your part. I'm sorry.
No, you did. That's what we want. That's what the act does. The producers, we're behind the scenes. I'm actually more comfortable behind the scenes, so I feel good, you know, just give you a platform for you to do what you do. And I know it's going to be an awesome show. I know it's going to change lives. And it's just, you know, one of those things where, you know, the anticipation is building as we get closer to shooting. And we're just good.
And the thing about it is that it's just not just any type of thing. I mean, God has really put, you know, some real heavy hitters behind it with the, as far as the set, you know, the cameraman and the look of it,
everything. Yeah, it's gonna be really, it's gonna be cool. It's gonna, you know, rival any talk show that's out there, but it's gonna have a very different twist on it. We're gonna really, you know, talk about some subjects that I think that, you know, needs to be talked about, especially in our communities. You know, health, spiritual health, because there's two types of health. You can, I know some people that's walking around with great bodies, but their spirit is all messed up.
And all messed up.
But I know people who are walking around with great spirits and their body all jacked up.
That's so true.
We gotta get it all together. We gotta get it working together. And so I'm excited about that. I know I've had some health issues and some health challenges this year, so I'm looking forward to being around you on a more regular basis where you can be like motivating me. I'm just excited because I know lives are going to be changed, and I know people are going to really love this show, love some of the segments that we're going to have. They're going to be unique and interesting, and then get a chance to really get to know you. I mean, a lot of times, you know, when you hear people on the radio, it doesn't give you that sense of who they are like television does. And so I'm just really looking forward to introducing the television world to you.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, because I do believe that on this talk show, I mean, it's only so much you can give when you're on social media. But I try to, you know, and that's my thing, is being transparent. Because, you know, listen, my life is not mine. And, you know, it's just, I want people to not go through the things that I've gone through, or I want them to know that I can understand what they're going through if they're in it, because I've been through it, or I may be dealing with it now. But the thing what I love about God is that everything that I go through in my process, which I love, he allows me to share the answer. So I'm never going through anything without an answer. And that's the thing that I love. And, you know, he told me that out of my pain, many will be set free. So all of the things, the trials and things that I've gone through, even from the victories, you know, it's always an answer, a solution that he gives us to continue to move on. And that's the thing that I love about this walk with him. So I'm never feeling like it's a shameful situation. Do you know what I mean? It's always,
absolutely,
it's always something behind it that he gives me revelation for. And then he always gives me the way he feels about me through it all, you know, how he sees me. And then he gives me the answer. Okay, this is what you need to do. And then that's going to break that. And that's going to turn that around. Or you just got to stand still and let me do. I mean, it's always a solution. So I love it. And that's what makes me feel safe about being transparent, because I'm that way with him. That's just our relationship. So if I'm that way with him, I just have to, you know, that's just how he created me to be with all of his people. So I'm excited about it because it does show more of me. And instead of just seeing me through a picture or through, you know, imagining what I look like or imagining things the way you can interpret it through the radio, you'll actually see me live talking about things, dating. I know that was one of the things, being single and dating.
Dating. Listen, you told me, and this is what gets a, you know, a person like me excited, is when the main act says, I will be transparent. And then we're like, okay, it's an open book. Then we got to have some fun. You know, you say, hey, Agent, I don't mind talking about dating. I don't mind talking about sex. I don't mind talking about my health. I don't mind talking about, you know, my spirituality. So there's nothing basically off the charts that we, you know, we won't touch on. And that's exciting. That's going to make for a very interesting show, as well as we're going to bring like-minded guests that really will share and be transparent, share their experiences, how they live through and overcome some very deep valleys in their lives, and how they got to the mountains that they're on. And so we're just looking, I mean, you know, just excited about that. I can just tell you, some of the subjects, you know, we're going to talk about divorce. We're going to talk about starting over from divorce. We're going to, I mean, we're going to do a lot of health stuff. We're going to do a lot of spiritual health stuff. And I just think that, you guys are going to be in for a treat. And we're going to touch subjects that we're not going to touch them. We're going to actually grab subjects, because a lot of shows touch subjects. As I watch, daytime television, The View and all those other stuff, Wendy and all those great shows, they're good, but they touch on subjects. We're going to grab hold of some subjects, and we're going to shake some subjects up and really get into the heart of these subjects and really hope that we can get a great dialogue going back and forth between you and your audience.
So exactly. We want letters. We want call-in. We want you to reach us through social media, Twitter, all that stuff. But Adrian, we're going to have to get back with you. I'm so glad you dropped in,
right.
And I'm so glad that we're able to get really excited, because the time is drawing near, Adrian.
Drawing near. That's right. So listen, everybody, get ready, as TD Jake say, for Excel with Gina R. Prince. See you later.
All right. I love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. So now we're ready for Pamela. Pamela, are you ready to give these people what they need, girl? Pamela. Hold on, we're going to take a moment. Pamela must have got lost in transition. Go ahead and we're going to do a commercial.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
We're trying to get ready for Pamela. I think she's had some kind of technical difficulty. Okay. Well, we have lost Pamela. I don't know what happened to her, but I am so excited. We were having such a good time with Adrian. I don't know what happened. You guys got to get excited about the show coming up. Excel with Gina R. Prince is so amazing. I'm looking forward to Pamela coming on, because she actually has the information that we need to get us to our next level of success. So I'm so glad that she'll be joining us. We might have to, let me see if I can reach her. What I think what we should do is go ahead and while we're trying to, okay, here she is now. Okay. All right. Pamela.
I'm here.
What's happening, girlie?
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, excellent. Well, equipped, empowered, poised in position to move those who are ready to move is my ultimate mission. I wake up every day with a smile on my face, determined to make a difference in my assigned place. You see, my purpose, my passion, and my plan is to take you from where you are to where you want to be. I am Pamela Relu Hing, with the author of Pink Slip to Powerhouse, 12 Steps to Next. Welcome to Dr. Gina's 5 Minutes to Success. In January, we started this journey talking about the six core components of you, the spiritual, emotional, physical, psychological, social, and intellectual areas of yourself. And then in February, we moved to owning your reality. We talked about how you can actually get through the transitions of life. Number one, you've got to reflect, then you've got to record, you've got to release the negative energy, and then reposition yourself. So today, we're going to talk about how to recognize and to actually recognize that everything happens for a reason. If you know your purpose, great. Much of this will be a reminder for you. But if you're searching for your purpose, get your paper and pens ready. When I was downsized for the third time, I was nervous about my future. I was filled with excitement about the possibilities, yet experiencing the emotional cycle of job loss. I began making a list of possibilities from career opportunities to organizations and community service. I read, I indulged in personal development, I did ministry work, finalized personal matters, paid off some debt, explored educational opportunities, and I applied for many jobs. But what I truly found, I found my purpose in my past experiences. I pushed the rewind button, analyzed my entire life, careers, and where I spent the majority of my time, and it had become very clear I spent the majority of my time and intellect building and growing someone else's vision. But I also uncovered my gift of strategic planning and my skill for business development. Now, if those three strikes, I was downsized three times, if you had not connected prior to today, I had been downsized three times, and if those had not occurred, I probably would never have realized all the gifts and talents inside of me. At the same time, I had to relive my past experiences, which made me vulnerable because I had to revisit what I did well and acknowledge areas in which I did not do so well. But you know what? This process was quite necessary to determine my next direction. So more importantly, I began to understand those experiences and the people I encountered were necessary to create the person I am today. So with each year the Lord blesses me with, I realize how interconnected people and situations are. Just take a moment and think about people who you have encountered along your life's journey. More than likely, you will agree people cross your path for a specific purpose, which is either to serve or serve you or to be served. The next group of people appears during different chapters, seasons or specific times in your life. The last group is people who make up your inner circle and are there for a lifetime. No matter the encounter, each person has a purpose. Another truth about this life is people typically fall into one of three categories. Either they're currently facing a disruption in their lives, about to experience a disruption, or have just overcome a disruption. You are no exception, ladies and gentlemen. But how you choose to face these disruptions makes all the difference in the world. The gift of choice is a powerful tool. Now, I want you to pay close attention to what I'm about to say. One of the tried and true methods I've found to face any disruption I've had in my life and to help me get to the next level has been my faith. Many years ago, a wise woman working as a janitor shared a short prayer with me that sits on my desk today. It says, God, grant me serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change things I can't, and wisdom to know the difference. This prayer alone puts the situation into perspective and helps release unwanted and heavy burdens because its foundation is faith, one of the toughest areas to exhibit discipline in. And Hebrews 11:1 tells us, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Faith is absolute trust in God. It is like jumping off of a cliff and knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt there's a safety net waiting to catch you. No matter how difficult, press on because it's just a matter of time before your breakthrough to your next level. Faith is taking action by acknowledging God has the master plan. The disturbance is temporary and everything will work for your good. It's truly, ladies and gentlemen, it's truly a mindset. The situation is preparing you for something greater than you ever experienced. However, you must be determined that wherever God plants your feet, you will grow. Recognize that everything happens for a reason. Now, if you're truly searching for your purpose or you just want to make sure you're on track, focus on these four strategies to analyze your life. One, what disturbance or transition might you be facing right now in your life or business? What disturbance or transition might you be facing right now in your life or business? Number two, what things have happened in your life to make you who you are today? What things have happened in your life to make you who you are today? Three, how would you rate your faith on a scale of 1 to 5? And how can it be increased? So how would you rate your faith on a scale of 1 to 5? And how can it be increased? And lastly, make a list of all the things you have done or would like to do as it relates to things like your career and educational opportunities, your past or current employment, organizations, ministry, community service, your personal financial matters, where and with whom you spend the most of your time, and last but not least, list all of your gifts and talents. Now, after you have completed this assignment, you will be ready for next month's topic, Define What Your Life Means to You. If you want to learn more, visit my website at www.PamelaLuhing.com. That's Pamela Luhing, LUEHING.com. And I invite you to like and follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/PLuhing. That's PLUEHING. Until next month, wishing you fulfillment, personal, and professional success. Back to you, Dr. Gina.
Well, hold on there, sister. I just want to ask you, that's such a power-packed 5 minutes. I love that. And normally I would just, you know, we would go because we would have a, you know, full pack. But I got a little time to ask you, which I'm so glad today. What can people expect in the next 3 to 6 months? What goals do you want them to have? If they've been following along with you every month for the last, 3 months, 2 to 3 months now, what is it that they can look forward to? In the next after 6 months, let's give them 6 months, Pam.
Within six months, we will have covered the first 6 chapters of my book. And how my book is designed, it's designed to move a person from their transition to finding their purpose and their passion and creating their own business. And so for that first 6 months, it's truly about clarity and working from the inside out. And so, you know, we talk about moving through transition and some of that grieving cycle that you go through, and then how you actually move to that, to where we are today in terms of the message of defining exactly where you are with your faith walk and where you are with your goals and really discovering your true purpose. And so that's really what they can expect. They can expect clarity in the next 6 months. But
wow.
The key is, Dr. Gina, is doing the assignments each and every month. And they can go back to your station and listen to your archives and listen to each month. And preferably they'll listen to the entire segment because your show is truly powerful. And to capture the notes and really do some analyzing of themselves.
Well, I definitely encourage you to do it. And self-reflection is such a healthy thing. People, I think, tend to be afraid to look in self. And you know what? If you're not going to do it, God already knows what's in yourself. But if you're not going to do it, who else is going to do it? You can't you can't achieve your goals. You can't reach higher heights. You can't mature. You can't heal unless you take on the role as being the main person. You have to be the one to look into yourself and lay it all at God's feet. I mean, he knows all things anyway. No sense of running from him or yourself for that matter. We want you to be successful. And I'm so thankful to God for you, Pamela Luhing, for joining with Dr. Gina's radio chat. It's truly a treasure every month. And so I'm just so excited that you're with us. So do your assignment, people. You got to do it. This lady puts so much work into this every month. She's got so many things that God has her hands on, not only speaking engagements and book signings and things like that and training, but she's got a family that she's caring for. And so these are not just, you know, random thoughts. These are time well spent thoughts that, you know, God has anointed her with that you got to grab. It's a table full of meat. You got to eat, you guys. You got to eat. Thank you so much, Pamela. You know I love you so much.
Love you too, Dr. Gina. Thank you for having me.
God bless you, sister. Until next time.
God bless.
All right. So now we're ready for Erskine. I have announced Erskine Isaac. He is the number one of the black booking agents at Yojama Agency in the nation. Are you with us, Erskine?
I am here. Hello, doctor. How are you?
Well, hello there. I'm so glad that you could take time because every time I try to talk to you, you got a phone call you're making or somebody calling you. So I'm so glad that you were able to put time aside to do this interview so the listeners can know about one of the number one black agencies, booking agent in the nation. Can you tell us what is that? What was it that started you to into representing artists?
Well, back in the day, my mother used to take me to the Apollo Theater when I was a kid and just set me in the front row and let me watch all the artists. I was always fascinated with the music business, but I was a frustrated musician, so I decided to get behind the scenes instead of on stage, and it just grew from there, my love for the music and the screen. And in college, I went to Hofstra University in Long Island. I used to book a lot of bands for all the college fraternities and organizations on campus. And upon leaving college, you know, went into the banking industry, but the music was still in my blood, and I got a job at an agency at the time, a famous artist agency. And from there, it just took on. And in 1996-97, I struck out on my own because I wanted to make sure that black promoters got a fair shot in obtaining talent. Mm-hmm. And that's how my journey started.
Wow, that's amazing. So are you based in New York, actually?
Yes, I am. Based in New York.
Wow. And that's I'm sure it was a lot of competition starting a business at that time. I'm sure with hip hop, because you represent hip hop and R&B. Are they the only ones that you represent? Only type of artists?
Primarily, I do the urban music. So it's hip hop, dance, R&B. Reggae.
So Erskine, was it competitive? You starting your business? I mean, with hip hop,
always. I've always been competitive. Even now. So with the internet has, you know, basically tried to lessen the influence of the middle person, the agent. But I believe that the agents are so necessary because we know the lay of the land. We know how to navigate through all the minefields. But someone who's just picking up a phone, calling someone on Gmail or Instagram, you don't know who you're dealing with.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. As the artist, so it's not only that you're booking them, you're pretty much protecting them and making sure that the person who's the promoting the show is on the up and up and, you know, has the finances to cover and all of that. Would that be correct?
Correct. And then some, you have to make sure that, you know, not just the money, but we always have a saying that all money is not good money.
Right.
And you have to know who you're dealing with and make sure that particular person, or more importantly, the venue, the size, the location is right for what you're trying to achieve at that point in your career.
In their career. Wow, mm-hmm. Erskine. That is, you know what, that is really, which brings me to a question just from that. Okay, so people that are just randomly wanting to be promoters, you know, what is it that they, can you educate them on that end when they first decide, okay, I want to do a show? Can you at least educate them to be prepared to come to someone like you, you know, to be able to book an artist? What is the what's the real expectation?
Well, the real expectation is competency. It's, you know, you have a lot of people that have money, and they, you know, they have money, and they just want to be in the business, and they think by throwing money around, they are promoters. But
right.
There's a lot of logistics that money can't buy you. You have to have experience or have experienced personnel on your team that's going to help you go through the process of promoting the show. So you have guys that come in, you know, that say, hey, we want to do artist A, and artist A is playing arenas, but they've never done an arena show before.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good match. So we put an artist like, I'm not going to mention any specific artists, but let's say you have an arena attraction and you put them with an inexperienced promoter. You just get the money up front. It could be all hell backstage. It's not promoted properly. So this is crazy. You have an artist mad at you for putting them into an amateur situation. And you have a promoter who's frustrated because the artist is angry, and it's all chaos backstage and front of stage. So you have to put the right person with the right artist. You have a brand new artist, and they out there trying to get out there on the circuit, you know, the experienced promoter may not want them because it's not worth their time. So you try to marry the artist with the promoter of the right skill level. And,
right.
You know, for example, I have some guys that come to me and haven't done the show before. In order to protect their money, if you make sure they're happy, I might partner them with an experienced promoter and say, hey, you want to do the show in Jackson, Mississippi, but you've never done the show before and you have some money. Why don't you partner with promoter A? He has done 100 shows, and you guys live together, so you both learn together, or, you know, and then make it easier. And when you get more experience, you can do your own shows, and then when you get more experience, you can go up to a theater show and grow the promoter. It's like growing plants. You see the promoter, you help develop them, and then they grow over to a steady source of income for you and artists coming through. But if you burn that promoter out, you know, they don't know what they're doing. You just create a bad situation, a toxic situation, and you mess up a market.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, this is what, I'm so glad to have you on, because people really need to know this type of information. It's so imperative, because what really gets me is those that want to do promotion that have money or don't really have enough money. They want to try to get the artist for as cheap as possible. How do you feel about that type of promoter coming that want to be chinchy on everything concerning a good show that would cut back on having a good professional show?
Well, being stingy and being prudent and being inexperienced and ignorant are two different things.
Oh.
Every promoter wants to maximize their profit. That's the American way. There's nothing
right.
wrong with that. But if you don't, if you want to get the best equipment at the lowest price, there's something wrong with that. But if you want to buy inferior equipment because you're trying to save money, then that's the problem. Yes, it's the two such things. You want to, if you go into Mercedes-Benz dealership and you want to, and one Mercedes-Benz dealership is giving you a price of $2,000 less than the other, now considering all things being equal, service, quality, you're going to go for the cheaper deal because it makes sense. There's nothing wrong with that. But if I'm going to give you a Mercedes-Benz for $10,000 less and under the hood there's a Honda engine in it, you have a problem.
You have a problem.
And that's the problem with promoters. If the artist says, we need this type of soundboard, and you can get it cheaper from somewhere else, that's one thing. But if you go get a different soundboard, because it's $10 cheaper, but it can't amplify sound for a 5,000-seat venue, if made for a club, then there's a problem. There's a problem, and the show could be canceled. There's lawsuits. So because you're trying to save $10,000, but you purchase inferior equipment. That's stupidity.
Yes,
and that's
indeed.
Why you try
I
to
agree.
Avoid by dealing with, that's why, you know, we have to vet the promoters. We have to vet the artists. Certain artists I know are not good with those certain promoters because the artists can be crazy. And you have to deal with that as well. They're all crazy artists.
And we won't
out there.
Mention any names.
We're not mentioning any names, but they are people.
Yeah, we're not going to mention any names, but that's the difficult. Truth of the business, though.
They're difficult. Let's say let's not use the word crazy. Let's say they're difficult. They're high strung.
Yes.
And you know that this promoter is high strung, and together that's a toxic match.
Toxic match,
together,
exactly.
You know, so and what have you? But if you're a professional on both ends of the table, you have a great show.
Fantastic. Yeah. So, again, how long has Ujamaa been in existence?
We've been in existence since 1996, 97.
Awesome. I'm so excited for you. And that brings me to, so with you being one of the number one black agencies in the nation, and which is such an honor, with like the likes of Live Nation and the CAA, what does the future look like for black booking agencies? What is it looking like?
You know what it is? Like in all businesses, you have your Goliath companies and you have your boutique agencies. Mm-hmm. And as long as you provide a great service to your clients and you know who your audience and your market is, the future is bright. That's where I look at it. You know, I don't do movies.
Right.
You know, I don't do movies. I do live representation of live music. So I know who my clientele is. I know who my promoters are. And if I do a great service, they're going to come back.
Exactly.
They've been coming back for the last 20 years.
And you're still moving, so it says a lot.
And I work with Live Nation. I've done tours with Live Nation. I've done tours with the mom and pop promoter on the block. And I've done tours with the biggest regional promoters. It's all about providing a service.
Well, you obviously are good at what you're doing because you got longevity, and so I just think it's incredible. I've heard nothing but great things. I've seen some of the shows that you've booked, so I know for a fact that you are the one to listen to and to go to. I think that you, not only are you business with it, but you are also an advisor, in a sense, for both the both parties, which is the promoter and the artist, which brings me to, who was your first artist?
The first artist that I've ever booked or signed.
Well, let's do both. Booked and signed. Let's do both.
Okay. To be honest with you, the first artist I believe I booked was Run DMC. When I was at the first thing, I booked I was working with Famous Artist Agency, and I worked under an agent named Bruce Nichols. God bless him. Rest in peace. He brought me in at Famous Artist Agency, and I worked under him in his territory. He said, listen, I want you to take this territory. I think it was Carolina somewhere. He said, you know, book a show and book some shows. Now you're ready to book some shows. You know, I did the coffee stuff. I did the running around doing this and typing. He said, okay, you're good enough now to book a show. And I think I believe it was a Run DMC show back in 89.
My favorite group of all time. Okay.
Classic.
Oh, my gosh. I went to their, that was my first concert. No, it was Prince and Vanity Six, and then I think Run DMC was my first hip-hop show, though. But I just, oh, my God. I had the shell toes and everything. I was such a fan. I still am. I love them. So that's exciting. So who was the first person you signed?
The first artist I signed was a rap group on Profile Records called Poor Righteous Teachers.
Okay.
They had a record called Rock This Funky Joint.
I heard of that.
Yeah.
I know that song, Erskine.
Yes.
Wow.
I did that. And then right after that, I signed Shabba Ranks.
You know everybody loves some Shabba Ranks.
Yeah, I signed Shabba Ranks and put him on his first national tour. And I've been never looked back since then.
Wow, incredible. So we're getting ready to close out, so I don't want to miss this opportunity. Please tell the listeners if you got anything that's going on right now that they can look forward to.
Well, we're putting Young Jeezy back on the road. We got like a 30-city tour with Young Jeezy. About to do another tour with Rick Ross. I'm working with so many different artists, too, for the mention. But if you need to get in contact with me, you can reach me at eisaac@yajamatalent.com. That's eisaac@yajamatalent.com. You can email me. The office number, I give it out for you, is 212-629-4454.
Well, all right, Erskine Isaac from Ujamaa Agency, LLC, based in New York. You can't get no better than that. Number one black booking agency in the nation. If you are an artist or if you are looking to promote, you need to get in touch with him. You need to do that soon. And I thank you so much. Thank you so much, Erskine.
Doctor,
I love you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Doc.
You are so welcome. You're going to come back and visit us again, right?
Dr. Gina, definitely.
Okay. All right. Love you, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
Well, listen, this is it for Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'm loving you. Live healthy, live whole, live in destiny. God bless you. Until next time, loving you, Dr. Gina.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.